Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel just filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit brought by a teacher against Moms for Liberty. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, as you know, Moms for Liberty is a nonprofit organization that's very involved in schools and making sure that good people are elected to school boards and teaching and helping moms get involved in school boards and having a voice in those. So it's a very good organization. However, this particular teacher is not real fond of Moms for Liberty.
No, obviously not. And there's a reason why this teacher in Duval County, which is Jacksonville, it's a contiguous county and city, very unusual in most cases because you usually have cities within a county, but the city parameter is also the county, Duval County, which is Jacksonville. So this is where the teacher taught. And after Charlie Kirk was assassinated last year, this teacher then posted some social media post regarding that, celebrating, amazingly, the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Let me just stop. I mean, that is a horrendous thing to do, especially in a position as a teacher who is, you know, a model for students. And then you do these kind of celebrating death posts. That is unbelievable.
It doesn't matter who the person is. It doesn't matter how much you disagree.
Right.
To celebrate, you know, like in this situation.
An assassination.
Especially as a teacher.
Yeah.
You're teaching. And this person was assassinated. Charlie Kirk was assassinated on a college campus.
Yeah. And I think social media has gotten so, you know, that when President Trump, there's attempts there and people on the other side, you know, would celebrate. It's gotten so liberal with their voices. But even a teacher, you know, this is
for a teacher to celebrate the assassination of anyone, in this case, Charlie Kirk, of course, on a school campus, and she is a teacher on a public school campus.
And Charlie Kirk, who was well loved by kids and a great example and model for kids.
So anyway, she posted this celebration of Charlie Kirk's assassination. And so Moms for Liberty of Duval, the Duval chapter, they emailed Duval County Public Schools and the Florida Department of Education with screenshots of this teacher's public social media post that, again, celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Moms for Liberty simply requested officials review whether the post aligned with the professional standards of public school employees. Mm-hmm. Officials later opened an investigation and subsequently placed the teacher on administrative leave. So the teacher is Hope McMath. Claims now in the lawsuit against Moms for Liberty that the communication from Moms for Liberty to school officials caused her professional and reputational harm. Let's just pause there.
Well, I think her actions caused her professional harm. You know, she just got caught.
She just got caught doing what she did. And she posted on public social media.
Right.
So it's not something she privately said. It's not something that she privately posted somewhere. She posted it publicly on social media.
So let's deflect those who caught
her
and blame it on them.
So you caused me to be harmed because you then informed the officials of what I said publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think, Hope McMath, you ruined your own professional and reputational situation when you did this. So McMath actually dropped an initial claim. She had a defamation claim. But she dropped that. Now she's continuing her claim for wrongful interference and malicious prosecution.
Wait a minute. Who caused a malicious? Let's talk about Charlie Kirk's family. Let's talk about the people that worked with Charlie Kirk. Let's talk about his followers. Moms for Liberty's
not prosecuting anything.
Who got the damage?
Moms for Liberty hasn't filed a lawsuit.
Hmm.
So how is Moms for Liberty prosecuting anything?
No.
Moms for Liberty just is a constitutionally protected First Amendment speaker that informed government officials about something that this teacher posted on a public social media platform.
But what about going to Charlie Kirk's family and his employees and all that and apologizing, you know, and just get that right
so
and go on with it?
It's crazy,
you know?
Nonsense. It's just nonsense. So Liberty Counsel, we filed a motion to dismiss because the emails to school officials were truthful, legally protected, calling attention to the teacher's public social media posts, which are the screenshots, and they were part of emails to school officials that Moms for Liberty has a right to petition the government. So Moms for Liberty has a right, just like anyone, to petition and inform the government.
So the teacher sued Moms for Liberty for revealing what the teacher did.
Yeah. Yeah. So McMath is claiming there's interference. I don't know what. Interference with her professional contract, teaching. It's untenable as a matter of law, since Moms for Liberty did, as a citizen organization, all they did was report a public employee's own public statements to the officials charged with supervising the public school teacher.
And that's what they do. Their motivation is to protect students.
Yeah, it's the school officials that have control, and they have authority, and they make independent decisions to review the post and to put this teacher on administrative leave. That has nothing to do with Moms for Liberty. So we are arguing in this case, there's a state law, and many states have this, and they're called SLAP laws. And the SLAP laws are an abbreviation for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation.
Yeah, we've had that come up. We've had in other situations, like with our sidewalk counselors and whatnot.
So these laws are actually called anti-SLAP laws. So Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation, those arose from people, for example, in the commercial zoning context. Someone wants to create some kind of business or building in a particular area, and citizens show up. And they make comments to the city zoning officials about why that particular contractor, developer, should not have that particular building. So what happened historically is these contractors, to try to intimidate citizens into silence, began suing these people, saying, oh, you're defaming us, you're doing this, you're doing that. And these people, these individuals that just showed up for maybe a two-minute speech, now they become a defendant in a lawsuit, and they have to hire an attorney and spend thousands and thousands of dollars to defend themselves over a frivolous thing. Well, that became a trend where these big developers wanted to silence citizens. So what happened is those kinds of lawsuits were called SLAP lawsuits, Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. They wanted to stop the public from participating in the debate.
Intending to silence people.
Yeah. And so governments, states, and in this case, Florida is one of many, they created laws that are called anti-SLAP laws. Now, anti-SLAP laws say if someone like this, and here's a classic example of it, Moms for Liberty is a public entity commenting on a matter of public concern. It's protected by the Constitution. In this case, they're making information available to the officials in charge with supervising this teacher that the teacher posted on public social media. That's clearly protected by the First Amendment. There's no defamation here. In fact, this teacher even dropped the original defamation claim. So Moms for Liberty has the right to be able to do that as a citizen. But now Moms for Liberty gets sued. So we have notified this teacher and given a warning, you better drop your lawsuit, because if not, we're going to file an anti-SLAP motion against you. Now, why is that significant? Because if, in this case, as McMath has done, she does not drop the lawsuit, which she did not, now we file our motion, which we did, we can get attorney's fees when we win. Moms for Liberty that we represent, we will win this case, because Hope McMath does not have a basis for the claim. The only reason Hope McMath, this teacher, filed this against Moms for Liberty is to silence them. And you know what? I think she's underestimated.
Yeah.
Her opponent. She's underestimated Moms for Liberty and their resolve to defend their constitutional rights.
And I pray she comes to Jesus and has a, you know, reconciliation with Charlie Kirk's family and all that, because that was just, that's just unbelievable. You can't go out and do that and say that about people.
Yeah, so you know what? We are not only just asking for this case to be dismissed, but now with this anti-SLAPP motion that we are pursuing, winning that would mean that Hope McMath will be responsible for attorney's fees and time that we are investing into this case to defend Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty is a great organization. We're pleased to represent Moms for Liberty and certainly their constitutional rights to free speech. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.